The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, I hope you're well. It's Thursday the 22nd of October. I'm Shane Hannan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. We'll start with Gaelic games this morning. COVID-19 is said to have a major impact on this weekend's final round of Allianz Football League fixtures. A Roscommon player has tested positive for coronavirus ahead of their Division 2 meeting with Cavan. A number of other players are isolating after being deemed close contacts. Roscommon have already been assured of promotion to Division 1. Meanwhile, as many as six Waterford footballers are believed to be against playing in Saturday's Division 4 game with Antrim. The match is scheduled for Ballymena and a request for a neutral venue has been declined. To soccer, and Liverpool's first outing without Virgil van Dijk gave little cause for concern. Jurgen Klopp's side opened their Group D account in the Champions League with a 1-0 win away to Ajax, while in Group C, Manchester City came from behind to beat Porto by 3-1. Dundalk play their first Europa League group game in 4 years this evening. Filippo Giovagnoli has a near full-strength squad to choose from for their meeting with Molde. Kick-off at Tallaght Stadium is at 5-5. At the same time in the group, Arsenal kick-off away to Rapid Vienna. Elsewhere tonight, Celtic are at home to AC Milan. Tottenham entertain the Austrians of LASK. Leicester City are at home to Zorya, while Rangers are away to Standard Liège. Watford are just 3 points off the top of the Championship table this morning. They're up to third thanks to a 3-1 win over Blackburn Rovers. Bournemouth slipped to fourth following a 1-1 draw with Cardiff. At the other end of the table, Barnsley's 2-2 draw at Stoke took them out of the bottom three. Elsewhere, Brentford beat Sheffield Wednesday 2-1 and Preston got past QPR 2-0. Irish golf courses are closed as of today. 48 hours of intensive discussions between the country's golfing bodies and Sport Ireland failed to keep them open. Meanwhile, Adam Scott has been forced to pull out of the Zozo Championship in California after contracting COVID-19. Rory McIlroy plays alongside Phil Mickelson and Webb Simpson today, while Tiger Woods returns to action alongside Matthew Wolff and Xander Schauffele. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30 this morning, we'll be reflecting on Liverpool's win over Ajax last night with Phil Egan and Caoimhe O'Neill. We'll have Neil Tracy talking rugby ahead of Ireland's Six Nations resumption this weekend. And we'll have Owen's TV picks, your lockdown survival guide for the weekend. And Michael Verney will take a look ahead to the Hurling Championship. Then tonight from 7 p.m. on News Talk, we'll be speaking to John Giles and David Myler as they give their verdicts on the week's Champions League action. Will O'Callaghan will be live for us at Tallaght Stadium for all the updates on Dundalk versus Molde. And Shane Keegan will join us after the full-time whistle, while Sarah Colgan, Fiona Steed and Rena Buckley will review the progress made by the 20x20 campaign. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm Shane Hannan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.